Now, before we sing the children's hymn, I've been asked to say a little word to the boys and girls who are here today, and what I have to say is very simple. In the Sermon on the Mount, and I'm sure the boys and girls all know what I mean when I talk about the Sermon on the Mount, it is one of the very great sermons that the Lord Jesus delivered when he was here upon earth that have been recorded for us in the Gospels. And it is Matthew particularly who records for us the Sermon on the Mount. And in that sermon, the Savior said something that I want the boys and girls to think about today. He said, "By their fruits ye shall know them." And that was so important, he actually said it the second time, twice over, almost in the same breath, he said, "By their fruits ye shall know them." Now, a while back, boys and girls, my wife and I had been to the supermarket to get a few items, and when we picked up what we wanted, we went to the cash desk to pay. And at the checkout, the lady pointed to a shelf, and she said, "Take one of those," she said, "we're giving them out free today." It was a plant. In point of fact, there had been several, but this was the only one that was left. She said, "It's a gooseberry bush." Now, I'm very interested in gooseberries, especially in gooseberry crumble, and particularly when it is that lovely hot custard poured over it. You could hardly ask for better than a nice gooseberry crumble. So to get something free from the supermarket, well, that was something. And it was a plant, and I'm interested in plants. And I was told it was a gooseberry bush, and of course that really made me go for it. We brought it home, and I planted it out. I fed it, and I watered it, and I watched over it. And then back in the spring, we were going across to Scotland for a while. And I noticed that little buds were appearing, and out of the buds were coming little leaves. So I thought, that looks well, and I was already beginning to savour the gooseberry crumble. When we got back from Scotland, there were no gooseberries, but there was a flower on one of the stems. And we realised that what we had wasn't a gooseberry bush at all. We discovered it was just a wild rose. That's all it was. Now, I want you just to forget about my disappointment about the gooseberry crumble. Forget about that altogether. And think about this. I received that plant as a gooseberry bush. It was presented to me as a gooseberry bush. I planted it out, and I watered it and fed it, and I tended it as a gooseberry bush. But the time came for fruit bearing. And when that time came, I discovered it wasn't a gooseberry bush at all. Now, there are people who claim to be Christians, you see. And the Lord Jesus anticipated that there would be. And he said, "It's by their fruits ye shall know them." And what he meant by that really was this, that those who are Christians, they show forth some of the likenesses of the Lord Jesus Christ himself, you see. Now, it's a wonderful thing to be a Christian. It is. And as Christians, we are to bear a witness and a testimony. But we must remember that our witness and testimony should be more than just what we say by our lips. It should also take in what we say by our lives, not just the words we speak, but the things that we do. They should speak of the Lord Jesus Christ as well. And that is what the Savior meant when he said, "Now by their fruits ye shall know them."